It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some places in Colorado have started vaccinating the next priority group, but CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports it's uneven around the state.
First responders like police, as well as moderate-risk healthcare workers and those who are 70 and older, are supposed to come after the first group. But in places like Eagle and Summit counties, that next group is already getting vaccinated. Dr. Anuj Mehta is with Denver Health and chairs the group that advises the governor on vaccine allocation. He says the vaccine is distributed based on area employment data on healthcare workers, and it's not always accurate.
Some places will have a little bit more so they can vaccinate a few extra people within that phased approach. Some places will have a little bit less and they'll have to wait till their next week's allocation.
Mehta says hospitals also have to stagger vaccinations of essential healthcare workers, so if there are side effects, workers aren't all out at the same time. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment system will be temporarily shut down this week, and the confusion has already begun. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The state's unemployment system will go dark for several days starting today for a major software upgrade. It may resolve some of the frustrations plaguing the system. The rollout has already hit one speed bump, though. State officials sent an email urging people to request benefits earlier than usual this week in order to avoid disruptions, but the email also went to many people it wasn't meant for. Labor officials say that people on regular unemployment benefits should indeed file a request before noon today, but not those on extended or pandemic assistance benefits for the most part. The department also urged people on regular benefits to ignore warning messages they may encounter when filing early. The new system, MyUI Plus, is scheduled to debut Sunday. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's high school basketball players will have to wear masks at all times during games this season, including while they play. The Colorado High School Activities Association announced the new rule Monday. This year's high school basketball season is scheduled to start January 18th, along with other sports, including wrestling, hockey, and skiing. The association will announce specific policies for those sports later this week. It's mostly sunny and windy along the Front Range today, some snow around Vail, sunny in the west with highs in the 30s around Grand Junction this afternoon. This is CPR News.